Serbat sur Restless et dans Bang Bang, bien évidemment, pour cette édition Hellfest 2026. Hello guys, how are you?
Hey, salut. Hey.
Yeah, we're good, very good.
Yeah, doing great.
Happy to be in Hellfest.
Always we love it happy. Here. Yeah. Yeah, we're always happy to be invited to Hellfest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an amazing festival.
Yeah, why?
One of a kind. Well, I mean, there's no other festival like it. You know, like the decor, the setting, everything. The crowd is just fucking crazy. Like
the lineup too. The lineup is always crazy.
Yeah.
I want to see Damn.
Yeah. And like, they're two of them are playing at the exact same time.
You got to run between bands. But yeah, we played in 2012, 2015, and 2019. So it's our fourth
long
time.
Story.
Four times.
Yeah. You're
honored.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first time we played Hellfest in 2012. We actually stayed for all 3 days.
Oh, really?
Because there were so many bands that we wanted to see. So we like booked our tour so that we had the Friday so we could watch bands. We played the Saturday and we stayed on the Sunday.
And after we say, okay, we need to sleep.
Yeah. And then we all went back to Canada. Yeah.
So it's...
Cancel the rest of the tour. We need to...
Yeah, we're rest. Done for it. We're done.
It's okay. So Hellfest is really nice and this is the one.
Metalheads need to come here.
Yeah, absolutely. Every metalhead needs to come here.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing too. I think there's people from around the world that like they don't speak French.
Yeah.
And so they're worried that maybe coming to a festival in the south of France, but I feel like obviously if you can speak French it helps, but it's such a welcoming festival and there's so many people that, you know, speak English, like speak Italian, speak, you know, whatever. So it's very like I think people are surprised with how international it actually is.
Yeah.
C'est pas juste en français.
No. Thank you.
it's so funny you speak about speaking French because one of my best memory with you is when you learned that badass was mauvais cul.
Mauvais cul.
And you were screaming mauvais cul all the time.
Yeah.
And every time I see your name, I think about mauvais cul.
Mauvais cul.
Mauvais cul et maman baiser. It's like the two funniest.
That's our job. Mama, thank you. So we are so happy to have you here in the show because for us, Conservat is always funny things, like a real thing, true things. You don't care about what people thinking or what you have to do. You just do what you are.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True. Real.
Yeah.
But all the bands doesn't do that. You don't need to say name, you know?
Yeah. Some are posers.
Ah.
You're not.
No, we're real.
Yeah, we've got no choice. We're Canadian. We're road dogs. We got to just grind it out. It's just the reality of it. We're only so cute that we can get by on that. We've got to do the rest through headbanging and just playing shows.
So this is punk.
Yeah, exactly. The definition.
Just saying, okay, this is punk. Fuck you. No, but I always thinking about this because I got a lot of really good memories with you. We just have found love. We don't care. It's, you know, it's like you are the perfect, we used to say that, like with the music, the perfect medicine, you know? It's free. So you don't need psychological people, you know? It's
okay. Yeah.
You're just going crazy. Just feel free to be yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That release, I think, is an important thing, like in our music for sure, but within like hardcore in general. I think that's that thing that like we understand and like we love being a part of a scene that, you know, can have that for people. Have a positive release of energy, you know?
Yeah.
And people can be themselves, you know? That's
absolutely.
The thing you say.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing with Cancerbats too, is that I really love that our shows, like lots of different people feel welcome. You know, when we look out in the crowd, it's like lots of men and women and everybody, you know, being a part of the show. And it's aggressive, but it's not too violent that it vibes people out. So I definitely feel like we've got a really great scene.
Yeah. And I think even when we're thinking about tours and that kind of stuff, we're often making sure that we're kind of creating a space and an environment that everybody can
feel
that way.
The other bands that we bring out.
The bands that we bring out. Like, let's make sure that there's other women involved in it, you know, queer folk, whatever, like, so that everyone can kind of feel represented and feel safe and
welcome, feel a part of the show,
you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So yeah. Not always the case.
No, yeah. And you know, it sometimes it takes a lot of work.
Yeah,
you know? Of course, like yeah. It's not as easy as you think it would be to like make it happen. So
today you can say that you do this kind of music because of the message and all the good vibes, and you choose this kind of music because of that.
Yeah, I mean, we choose this kind of life because of that too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but in seriousness, like the touring that we get to do and the people that we get to surround ourselves with, it's like that's the life that we want to lead. You know,
and it's not always easy.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's a lot of driving.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, missing your family, and, it's a lot of driving. You know, missing being at home, but it is what it is. We get to play amazing shows like we did today, so.
And meet great people like yourselves,
you know? Stop it. But it's true, we are great.
Touch my nipples.
Ta raison, on le meilleur.
But well, so we used to ask this question too. Do you remember the first time you went in a festival? Not as a band, as a fan of music, you know?
Yeah.
We were just, yeah.
I have a kind of fun story about it. So when I was 16, 17 years old, I grew up in a city called Winnipeg. And I used to play in a band called Figure Four that was two of the members of Comeback Kid were in it as well.
Okay.
We all grew up together. And when we were 16 or 17, we drove 16 hours to just outside of Chicago. There was a big festival called Cornerstone. It's like a Christian music festival, but they had like Norma Jean would play and Zayo and all these like bigger Christian heavy bands. They had a lot of punk and hardcore and metal would play.
Yeah.
And when they had the day before the festival started, everyone was showing up or a day or two early to start camping, you know, set up your tent and everything. And if your whole band was at the festival, you could put your name in a hat.
Really?
And they would draw your name out, and then they would program one stage with just bands that no one knew, just that were just
amazing.
Yeah.
And so our third show ever, we're 16, 17, so far from home.
Oh, shit.
We got to play this show. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it was like, I mean, I think it set me on this path, you know, like.
Yeah, I think it said all of you guys.
Almost 30 years ago.
Yeah. Know, Comeback Kid.
Comeback, like... Andrew from Comeback Kid was there, and Jeremy Singer was there. Yeah.
Is it something like, you know, the dealers that they give you the Fritos for free?
Yeah,
you get hooked and then you don't stop.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
it's a little more positive than that. But yeah, essentially. Yeah. It's a lot like your life.
You get the
but
idea.
Yeah.
Worked out for these guys.
That's an amazing idea, in fact. So
yeah. Imagine how fast did that?
Yeah.
No. You have to do it right now. No, it's an amazing story. And the feeling and the vibration.
How confident were you going on stage?
How
confident?
God, I was so nervous. When I was 16, I was just like shaking, you know? And we had like five songs maybe, you know, just played all the songs probably way faster than we should have, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And then... I remember our Andrew was like skinny, like a little guy, you know, when we were 16, and he was wearing a Sick of It All basketball jersey. And some guy just walked by us after we played, and he was like, "Hey, man, nice pipes." And we didn't. We never knew if he was talking about his arms or his voice, you know? But we called them pipes from then on for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, so nice. And do you remember you?
I was saying, I remember being like 4 years old at like a folk festival, and there was it's like a Canadian like kids band called Sharon Lois and Bram.
Okay.
And they would like invite little kids like up on stage to come and sing along
nice.
With them. And I remember going up on stage and singing like Skidamarinky Dinky Dink and like with like a bunch of the, but my parents tell this story that I didn't want to get off the stage, that I was I'm here now. I'm part of the band. And I was four. And I remember just like being like, I was just like, this is the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like being in front of all these like people at this folk festival. So I was age four. Mike was 16. Yeah. I was four.
Four.
He's way on me.
And then I stage dove. No.
And I was the star.
He got the itch to be the star, center of attention.
after that, you got all this kind of job in your blood, you know, to be a musician.
Yeah.
You can't do anything else.
Yeah, it starts coursing through your veins.
I get the question. Is there a contest in your band to know which one the youngest on stage or...
because 16
is the youngest.
Oh, yeah.
16, 4. Who can do better?
Well, now... I thought you meant in our band, because actually, it's our guitar player's 30th birthday today.
This
is a good birthday show he got to play.
We're all like 45 and he's...
46. I'm the oldest.
When we put out our first album,
it happens to the best of us.
Our guitar player was 9, and he told us we were learning for the 20-year anniversary of our album. We were learning all the songs, and he was like, "Guys, I learned how to play guitar to this record,
to Cancer Bats,
twenty years ago."
That's fucking cool.
We're like, sick.
you know how to play it?
Yeah, perfect.
You better know
these songs.
Then, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so also you...
Oh, one more question. Yeah. Did you prepare the cake for him on stage?
We didn't do anything. We're encouraging him to smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah. Watch our Instagram, because we're going to have a reel of him smoking 30 cigarettes on his 30th birthday.
We're
kind of like those older uncles that are like encouraging all the good things.
Pushing bad things on
the good ones.
I mean, the band is named Cancer Bats, right?
exactly.
So you will ask everybody to sing Joyeux Anniversaire.
Our set was so short, I didn't even get a chance to shout him out, you know?
At the end.
We gotta keep it on.
This is the birthday of, and after that, everybody will sing it.
We'd rather play Hail Destroyer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Everybody That's knows cool. that
you have a birthday
there.
Every year. Yeah. We don't get to play Hellfest every year.
Yeah. So, I just want to know that you got a new album. So there will be
a new record.
Okay, on August, I think. 7th.
August 7th.
Yeah.
Give me dirt.
Yeah.
Is what it's called.
Give me dirt. Yeah. So, do you feel is that a new beginning for Cancer Bats? You know, For us, you were always in our hearts.
But we
were like, we didn't see them in France, like, not too much.
As we've seen you before.
It does feel like there's a lot of things that are shifting for the band. Like, in a way, it's funny that we've been around for 20 years. You know what I mean? We've been doing lots of stuff. But there's this new kind of energy that's coming around. Like you said, like, we just played 10 shows across France, and there's so many people that are seeing us for the first time that are just getting into the band, that are just getting excited about what we're doing. And we're about to put out this record that feels like a lot of real new energy for the band too.
Yeah.
So I'm really pumped. I feel like whether it's the first year or the 20th year, like, we're all excited. We're not getting tired. So we're ready to keep going.
Yep.
So I do feel that there's like a new chapter starting for it.
It's beautiful because I really feel it, you know, even if I'm France and I'm in France, I feel it. I see everything. I was just like, hey, Cancer Bats are everywhere. So I think people we know the truth.
Yeah.
That's where we're bringing the truth. The Canadian truth.
Yeah.
The better country in the world. In fact,
we're the best country in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I'll say it.
Don't go over there.
Or come visit us.
I'm joking. We love to come in Canada.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We will.
We will.
Yeah.
We need to get Hellfest to start Hellfest Canada.
We need to put the Hellfest in Canada.
Yeah.
You need or come to Pooza Fest. You could do Restless at Pooza Fest.
Pooza Fest is awesome in Montreal.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, Pumpkin Hardcore Festival in Montreal. It's really good.
big party.
Yeah.
Do you know what Pooza is?
No.
Do you know what poutine is?
Oh, yes.
So it's when you put poutine on your pizza, it becomes a pizza.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Really nice thing for the body.
It's a diet. If you drink too much beer, though, it soaks it up. It's perfect.
At
the end of the party,
santé.
Shit.
So, last question, but what can you say about this new album? What can you say about the message, the things you put in it? Energy, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing, like you were saying, like, people discovering the band, I feel like for us, we really looked at what we love about Cancer Bats and really, like, kind of focused that in this record. Like, in a way that, you know, Jackson is a fan of the band. We've all been in the band, obviously, forever. But it's like us thinking about, like, you know, why we put together a set list like we do, like what parts of the band that we really, really love. Like, oh, I love when we do breakdowns like this, or when we have parts like this. It was like, those were all the conversations when we were writing this song. So I really feel like it's like a condensed, like focused Cancer Bats energy, you know, that's coming into it. And then, all the good vibes, you know?
Yeah. And then we recorded the album with Kurt Ballou from Converge.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, just like going to the guitar master, you know, for the guitar tones. Like, the sound of the album is just, I was expecting it to be good and it came out way better, you know? And just exactly what I'd hoped for. And, you know, our connect, like our vibe with Kurt, you know, in the studio and everything was really, really great. Like, the whole recording process was really enjoyable. We worked really hard. We spent almost a year and a half, you know, working these songs through and just making sure they were the best we could. And then Liam rode a motorcycle up a mountain in Nepal 2 weeks before we went into the studio.
Oh.
Just to capture get all the right vibes.
So I sacrificed myself and rode motorcycles all over the place so I could write a good record. I was like tirelessly getting on this bike and riding through rainstorms and all over the place because we need content. You know, you can't write a record about life unless you're living life.
Yeah,
exactly. I had to almost die a whole bunch of times for the band. I did it for the good of the band.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your commitment.
Mike was at home with his kids and he was like, thank you.
Yeah. Your service is noted.
Exactly.
I will talk about this on the French press.
We need it. So thank you for everything. Thank you for
merci à vous. Merci
votre joie, votre bonne humeur. You know what I mean? You're so nice every time. You're still the same. You know what I mean? Nothing changed. I'm so happy. I feel young again. Thank you.
We all feel we're a little more gray, but
we're gray in our beards.
That's gray. It's white. So thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Rien. Merci à vous. Merci à tout le monde. Merci à Twitch.
Mauvais Toutes nos émissions et chroniques sont maintenant disponibles sur vos plateformes de podcasts préférées. Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner.